Hello, my name is Gustavo. I am calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Yeah, I am.
Thank you so much. And, well, let me ask you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I will.
And is that almost, you're almost certain to vote, or it is probably?
I'm certain to vote.
Thank you so much. In what year were you born?
93.
Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally not too motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, or extremely motivated to vote?
I'm very motivated.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Mixed between the both.
All right. Thank you so much. And okay, well, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. And starting with Carlos Galindo Elvira.
I don't know.
And now Kate Gallego. Kate Gallego.
I don't know.
Katie Hobbs.
I don't know. I don't know most of the people for Arizona.
Ana Hernandez?
I don't know.
Okay, and by last, Marcelo Quiñones?
Oh, I know him.
And do you consider he is favorable or unfavorable?
He's favorable.
Is that very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you so much. And overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
I'm not sure.
And, well, now thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote, Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Out of those two, I guess I'll stick with the Democrat.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Martin Richman, Ana Hernandez, Marcelino Quiñones, Michael Nowakowski, and Emilio Avila, for whom would you vote? Martin Richman, Ana Hernandez, Marcelino Quiñones, Michael Nowakowski, or Emilio Avila?
Marcelino Quiñones.
Thank you so much. How certain are you that you would vote for Marcelino Quiñones? Are you very certain, somewhat certain,
or not? I'm very certain.
Thank you so much. And please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. Climate change and excessive heat, public transportation, housing costs, jobs and economic development, crime, homelessness, racial equity, street and road maintenance, water quality and supply?
It would be extreme heat and homelessness.
Well, in this case, you can select the one that you feel is the most
extreme heat.
I'm sorry, what?
Extreme heat.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Ana Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Ana Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist on the city council. Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. Is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Ana Hernandez?
It is convincing. I guess somewhat convincing, or the one above it?
Somewhat or very convincing?
Very.
Thank you so much. Hernandez believes in a woman's in a women's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not a little convincing reason to support Ana Hernandez?
That's very convincing.
Well, is that a little convincing or not at all convincing?
No, very, very convincing.
Oh, very. Okay, thank you. And Ana's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime. Is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Ana Hernandez?
That's also very convincing.
Thank you. And my last from this part, Ana believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effects of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Ana Hernandez?
Very.
Thank you so much. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix on the city council. He will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. Is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not a little convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones?
It's very.
Thank you. And, well, Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs. Is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not a little convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones?
That's very convincing.
Thanks. And, well, now, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones?
That's very convincing.
And by last on this, Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policy in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Lavin. This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones.
What does he want to do in Lavin?
Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Lavin.
Oh, new precinct. Okay, yeah, that's somewhat convincing.
All right, thank you so much. Just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 76% of the survey. There's just a few more questions, and I will try to be the briefly possible. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Marcelino Quiñones and Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote? Marcelino Quiñones or Ana Hernandez or someone else?
Based off the information I have, it's probably going to be Ana.
Ana, thank you so much. And, well, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
A Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, a moderate, or liberal?
A moderate.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2012. Went to university.
It is a 4-year college graduate.
No, I did. I never graduated, so I guess high school.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I am renting right now.
Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Adrian.
Adrian, thank you so much, Adrian. This concludes our survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And, well, hope you have a wonderful night.
All right, then. You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.